Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg, co-host Green Diva Lisa, and sidekick Green Dude Scott share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
Good morning. Thank you, everyone.
Good morning. Happy New Year, everybody.
I always feel like I got to say thank you to our audience.
You should. Definitely.
The crowd goes wild.
Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Hour. Coming to you live, WMTR Studios. We got a lot of testosterone in here this morning, don't we?
Yeah, we've got three dudes in the studio.
Well, it's two and a half.
Only one.
Mikey doesn't count.
It's like a cage match. Let's go. Come on.
So anyway, you're on with Green Diva Meg.
Green Diva Lisa.
Green Dude Scott. Angry Green Dude Scott.
Yeah, you called yourself the Angry Green Dude this morning.
Well, it's a new year. It's 2012, and we have a lot of work to do. So people better start getting green, or I'm going to start tying shoes together.
Oh, you're like, you know what he is? He's like Sergeant Green Dude.
Well, I'll tell you what. Before we went on the air, we had Captain Green Diva Meg over here cracking the whip, yelling at people. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know. He gives me the crinkle nose and eye roll. I said, please turn.
You were directing.
I know. You know, for a Marine, I'm surprised you think that's yelling.
I know.
Oh, well, I see. I can't yell like I. Mike's looking at me like, hey, don't do it.
You can't do that here in the studio.
Our engineer wouldn't like it very much, would you? There's too many mics.
Well, it's nice to be back in the studio.
It is great to be back in the studio. We've had so much going on the last few weeks. We've been sort of sidetracked, doing a whole bunch of other things.
We're going to talk about that.
Stop.
We're going to talk about that. And I wanted, you know, one of the things we're going to talk about a bit today is, new green year revolution.
Revolution.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Resolutions, revolution.
You rolled that one out earlier, just like it was nothing.
I know, and I totally lost it there. But anyway, New Year's resolutions that may or may not be green, but how to stick to them, and just, you know, we're inviting people to talk, you know, give us a call and let us know what their new green year's revolution are. I can't do it. I need more coffee. But the number here is 973-267-9687. Again, 267-9687. Oh, I forgot the 973 for those who are calling from out of the area, and we get those from time to time. Give us a call. Let us know. In the meantime, I want to just give a shout-out to our online media partners who do a lot to help grow our Green Diva and Green Dude family. Care2.com, EatDrinkBetter.com, EarthGarage.com, EcoMe.com, EcoSeed.org, GreenRevolutionRadio.com, FeelGoodStyle.com, and GDreadRadio.net. That's Grateful Dread Public Radio. Woohoo!
And speaking of going green this year, visit these sites. They have some great ideas and a way to go for being greener.
I know. Well, and they cover different things, as you can, you know, tell. They all do something a little bit different. Oh, my God. Did you hear
and
me
tell
put
them,
my tea?
Yeah, it echoed.
Wow.
Tell them we sent you.
Tell them we sent you. The Green Divas and Angry Green Dudes sent you.
Well, I'd like to say congratulations to Green Diva Meg on her wedding nuptials New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Wow.
It took them 15 years.
Shotgun. 15 years later.
15 years of engagement. And on Christmas Day, Wayne said, let's just do it New Year's Eve.
Isn't
all right.
That
she
love?
Just said shotgun, folks, but Green Diva Megan is not having a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know.
I like that. So he said, let's do it. What the heck?
It was like that, yeah. People were like, well, that's love. That's a heck of a proposal. I said, no, he proposed 15 years ago. We're way past that.
She's had the ring and everything for a while.
I know.
Oh, that's all you wanted was a ring?
Yeah. Like, well, I got the ring a long time ago, so we just polished it.
That's why I wear sunglasses.
But I do want to say, New Year's Eve was a great time to do this, great time to do something new and change. And even though they've been together for 15 years, the ceremony was sweet, and it just sort of brought all of the most important parts of that relationship to the surface, and it was just so sweet to be part of it. It was an intimate group.
It was. It was nice. You kept the paparazzi away, right? There was, except for that one helicopter hovering over the compound, it wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad. Yeah, and who blew the cover there, Scott?
What?
No.
Oh.
Well, Stephen, who's in the studio with us today, was our photographer, our official photographer, he lent Wayne the tuxedo because we could not find Wayne's tuxedo to save our lives.
It was a family affair. Everybody pitched in. We all brought food. Jesse made a
Silent
Jesse made the most beautiful three-tiered cake with little roses on it.
I thought she was semi-silent now.
Yeah, that's right.
It was so beautiful. And Carly made the flowers. And
she made the flowers?
Well, she made the bouquet, our oldest sister, Jenny,
caught
the bouquet.
She, like, knocked you down again.
She just stuck her hand out, but
I was aiming for you, Lisa.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
Really?
Did you hear that, folks? we had lots of intentions out there.
Well, I just want people to know we did a very green ceremony. We literally decorated with the greens from Christmas around the mantle. Everybody pitched in. The only thing we bought was a ring for Wayne. That was it.
Yeah, it was all stuff we repurposed.
We repurposed. Yeah, Lisa was very proud of us. And she did a lot to get the house kind of ready for me.
And actually, our older sister, Jenny, she decorated the mantelpiece where the ceremony took place. And that was so lovely.
It was.
Just great.
Yeah, I really want to thank everybody who's endured 15 years of us and helped put this beautiful service together.
It was.
And our mayor of Booton Township.
Okay, so now it's New Year's Eve. It's New Year's. You know, we've talked about New Year's. And what do people do during the new year?
You got to talk about your sponsor, Lisa.
I know about that. I just thought I would talk about, move things along.
Okay.
All right, so I do want to talk about, and I just went there yesterday, actually, the European Wax Center in Denville. I'm getting hooked.
Oh, no.
It is. They have this wonderful 100% natural beeswax, which is different than the other wax that other places that I've been are. And if you go to Denville and you mention the Green Divas, you'll be part of a drawing for a basket of goodies.
And they have nice
And
products.
They have free services. So your first visit, they're limited to what they offer, but they offer things that everybody needs. So go and try it out for free for the first time. I promise you, you'll love it. You'll get hooked like I am.
And they're in Denville, New Jersey?
Yes, Denville, New Jersey.
Okay. And
and you can find out from our site their location and their phone number and all of that stuff. We will, by the way, have everything up on our site, which is thegreendivas.com. Everything we talk about today, it takes us, because we're a small outfit here, it takes us, the rest of the afternoon to get everything posted. But by this evening, by 5 o'clock tonight, everything will be on the internet, thegreendivas.com.
Yep. Thank you.
And if you have any questions, you can go to our Facebook and ask us stuff there.
Yeah, because in theory, Silent Jesse is not only capturing all the goodies we're talking about today, she's checking on our Facebook page.
Yes.
I like her new do.
Oh, I know. She's got less hair. It's adorable.
I took a picture.
I have less hair, too.
I might have to share it.
Really?
Funny girl.
So we have a very fun show today. We're going to talk about, not only is Lisa going to talk about, in her Take Two segment, about new Green Year's resolutions and ways to keep them. She's got strategies to help kind of stick to our revolutions, ha ha ha. Our Sleeping Naked is Green. We're going to talk about drink only fair trade tea. So we're going to have a discussion about fair trade, primarily fair trade tea, coffee, sugar. And anyway, that'll be interesting. We're going to have a drawing for our eco-friendly printer Know Your Green quiz from 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
And if you hurry, you can go online and
vote. Get in the running.
And get in the running to win something wonderfully green.
And is it this week? Is it the $100 gift certificate to... No, I can't remember. I have to look. Oh, my God.
Was it the T-shirts?
No, that's next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, she's spilling the beans.
I'm spilling the beans. Geez.
No, I think this one is a zip car.
$100 gift certificate, or no.
A one-year membership, I think.
That's what it was, right? A one-year membership
wow,
for
one-year
Zipcar.
Membership.
I know.
Your membership fee.
Wait, let me go take the quiz.
We're not allowed, unfortunately.
Oh, shucks.
I know. I did accidentally when I was in there trying to do it, and I couldn't undo my vote. So I'm not trying to cheat, guys. I won't put myself in the
pick.
You
won't count her.
Yeah. But then we have, what else? We have a lot going on. Oh, our interview guest, our feature interview guest.
Don't forget her.
I'm looking forward to this.
I know. Deborah Dunier is the author of Eco Chi, Designing the Human Experience. And she sent us her book. It's a really sweet, sweet little compact book that's chock full of ideas on how we can create, create a greener, healthier, more eco-chi home. So we're going to talk to her about, we all go into our nest a little bit more in the winter. We go into our cave, right?
Yes.
I mean, we're kind of trapped inside here in the Northeast anyway, a little bit more in the
winter. I don't know. It's been awfully nice.
It has been. I know. But in general, we're inside a little bit more. So we're going to, find out how to fluff our caves a little bit.
Right.
Fluff the nest. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And then, of course, our G2 Organics giveaway. We've got a couple more people heard us and chimed in on our Facebook page. All you got to do is go to our Facebook page, like us, mention G2 Organics, and then you get in the running for a gift basket of G2 Organics products, which are really good. I mean, I love these products. I ran out of whatever I had of samples, and now I kind of...
I keep talking about the nail polish because I'm so amazed that they can make nail polish and nail polish remover that's non-toxic.
And odor-free.
It's organic.
And it's Reiki charged, which is wild.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I kind of think that's cool. So anyway, you definitely want to try this stuff. So just go to our Facebook page, which is either facebook.com/greendivas. Or just look up Green Divas Radio Show, and you'll find us. So, Scotty, what were you going to tell us about Christmas trees or something?
You were all so green and you went out and you bought it from an organic Christmas tree from your local farm and kept the money locally, we're going to talk about recycling it today and where it needs to go now.
Yeah. I didn't have a Christmas tree this year until Lisa came in with my Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
But you know what? There's nothing wrong with Charlie Brown Christmas trees. They're perfect.
Love my tree. I almost wet my pants laughing, actually. It's the fun. Because it really is.
It's on the two pieces of wood. Yeah. And all it needed was the little blue blanket to add it to the circle around it.
Yeah, we just hung greens. We just hung green garland. And I didn't do the big tree this year because, Wayne couldn't be hauling it. And I didn't really want to deal with it.
No, certainly. I mean, we went with a fairly short tree. There's no need to get some giant trees.
So where should we go to recycle these things if
you can check your local. Every state has a local site for recycling. In New Jersey, it's recyclingnewjersey.com. You go down to the county level. There's in Morris County, there's the MCMUA.com.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can go to your local town website or call them directly and say, hey, what do I do with my Christmas tree? Almost every town does, we'll pick up your tree and it doesn't go in a landfill. It gets chopped up and used for mulch out around the town. And it's much, much better. Reuse it.
So check your local municipality.
Yes.
If I could say that.
Well, revolution, resolution, same thing. Anyway, listen, we're going to go on a break now, but please stay tuned. We've got a lot coming up.
Our friend Greg, the eco-friendly printer, is doing a new weekly Know Your Green quiz with the Green Divas.
He's got some great prizes from folks like Zipcar, Green Apple Cleaners, and TechSurf to give away every week.
Every Saturday on the radio, we'll announce the previous week's winners and the next week's quiz. You can get all the details on thegreendivas.com.
And even if you don't win, you might just learn something.
Meanwhile, please visit ecofriendlyprinter.com to find out what printing green really means.
Good morning.
What the heck happened to you last night?
Oh, it's just my old mattress. I want one of those memory foam mattresses, but they're so toxic. I really can't go there.
You have to try Essentia. They're the only company making outrageously comfortable, all-natural foam mattresses. Like Tempur-Pedic, but healthier.
Really? Essentia?
Really. And I hear they're giving away $300 with the purchase of any mattress if you mention the Green Divas Radio Show. Find a store near you at myessentia.com.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
All right. Wow.
We're laughing about the fact that we had to go to a bigger hat.
I know.
For our drawing, we have
a sombrero. Next thing's a top hat.
A lot of people are playing our eco-friendly Know Your Green quiz, which is good because, you know, hey, it's fun. And you win stuff. You win stuff. Okay, what are we doing? Welcome back to the Green Divas Radio Show. I'm Green Diva Meg.
And this is Green Diva Lisa.
And Green Dude Scott.
You're getting less angry.
Oh, I'm less
working?
Angry? Yes.
All right, well, let's do our Sleeping Naked is Green.
Sleeping Naked is Green. At least Vanessa Farquharson, who wrote the book, thought so. Using her hilarious book, we will explore and expand on some of the 366 journal entries where she shares her year-long journey of trying new ways of being green on a daily basis. This segment is brought to you by Essentia, the only natural memory foam mattress in the world. MyEssentia.com. And, of course, Green Divas Radio Show.
All right, so we're looking in December at Vanessa's book, and we flip through and see only buy fair trade tea. And we thought, well, this is a good big topic. I mean, tea is one thing, but fair trade in general, we thought we'd expand on it.
Yes, we thought it was important for people to know about what fair trade meant and why it's important.
So I kind of, you know, we did our homework and I wrote a little, what is fair trade? It's a socially responsible market-based standard for products made in developing countries where working conditions and pay may not be regulated and may be considered unfair or unjust to the workers. It creates better trading conditions whereby socioeconomic and environmental sustainability are a priority and the producers derive a more direct and substantial benefit from their work. Doesn't that sound official? And fair trade products include handcrafts, coffee, sugar, cocoa, tea, bananas. I didn't realize that.
Oh, big. Oh, right? Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know that. I got to look for trade bananas. Yeah.
The banana boat song.
Are you going to sing it?
Sure.
And then there's honey, cotton.
Honey,
cotton, wine. Wine, fair trade wine. I hadn't thought about that. Other fresh fruit, chocolate, of course, flowers, and gold. And I got to believe diamonds would be in there, too. But
yeah, probably.
Right?
One of the things that I have learned, I did a little promo once on a fair trade coffee company. You know, they had developed a co-op in South America, and when they started rotating their crops, you know, once they started not using pesticides and doing the things, you know, the old-fashioned way, they found that they were able to start growing flowers, and the bees came back, and they were able to sell honey. And so they were actually able to expand on what they could sell and you know, how to sustain their own communities.
Well, and I think that is the part. Everything I read last night on some of these fair trade organizations that are global, the goal is not only to help create a fair trading economic situation, but also to help these producers get more sustainable and use more sustainable practices. Well, and it's a growing industry. According to the Fair Trade International, which is also known as FLO, the product certification system associated with around 90% of all fair trade products sold around the world, sales in 2010 really increased. So these are the numbers, that the data that they're reporting. Global sales of fair trade products grew by 27%.
Wow.
From 2009 to 2010 to $5.8 billion. That's a lot. I mean, you know, U.S. sales grew 5%. Nice. Canada grew 6%. And the U.K. Was up 40%.
That's great.
Right? I mean, the $1.8 billion, you know, so those Brits, they understand the whole thing. But the biggest growth was reported in the Czech Republic, which was 386%. South Africa, 315%, and Australia, New Zealand, 258%. So, obviously, the word's getting out. And global sales of fair trade commodities grew. Like, sugar was up 41%. Cocoa was up 153%. I was just going to say, these all come from fairtraderesource.org. And all this will be on the Green Divas.
Well, one of the things you can do is with your local grocery store, most grocery stores have, if you look at their site, you know, the Flow certified, the Fair Trade certified products, and they'll list them.
Yeah, they do. And you can also go to, and I'll list a couple things on our site too, fairtradeusa.org and fairtrade.net. Both have pretty extensive lists of companies globally that are doing this, and then products and where to find them. All right. Well, that wraps it up for this week.
Well, that was fun. Remember to tune in to the Green Divas radio show next week to hear another installment of Sleeping Naked is Green, based on the book by Vanessa Farquharson. This segment was sponsored by Essentia, the outrageously comfortable natural memory foam mattress, so you can sleep green and healthy. Find out more at myessentia.com.
All right. Well, that was fun, as always. So this week, I got to write an article for the Daily Record.
Oh, and it was such a nice article.
Well,
especially
thank you.
Since it talked about me.
And it's the three achievable eco resolutions. They asked me to come up with. Well, originally they asked me for six categories, and I could only do three because I'm too wordy.
Oh,
too many words.
Oh, okay,
had to keep it in 600 words or whatever.
Sorry,
yeah.
You could have called me.
Yeah, I know.
I got
I
a
know.
Dozen ready to go.
Yeah, and you got three words.
And I got a bunch too.
So,
I picked three areas that I thought, you know, that I personally want to work on improving. And one was eat well for us and the earth. And then I gave some ideas on that, including joining a CSA, which I'm glad they focused on. They found a picture from Genesis Farm in Blairstown,
yeah.
Which I was going to mention because that's one of my favorite
them.
Places. I do. The other one was really inspired by Lisa, and that's consume less, reuse more.
And I read repurposing queen.
Yes, you are. But she did edit the line out that I said you could reincarnate anything.
Really?
She can. Well, you know, really, it's amazing. And then the other one was less water, please. And that's all about, you know, the water crisis is going to be the next resource thing. And even though we're not experiencing a drought right here, right now.
Yes, we are.
Are we?
How much snow do we have on the ground?
Well, but it's been raining.
No. Well, you know, I understand what you're thinking, but without the winter snows, we're going to have a problem come spring and summer.
But the perception is people don't worry about it from day to day unless it's
in this
really,
location yeah. because
where
of the flooding
are, yeah.
and stuff that we've had.
So I referenced Texas thanks to Lisa because, you know, Austin is really always always struggling with that, but more so right now than usual.
It doesn't
right?
always struggle with
oh,
it,
okay.
actually. In
really?
The last 2 years, it's just been devastating, this last year in particular, and it doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon.
Well, I think
and it's
something,
the state of Texas, not
yeah,
just Austin.
I think it's just something that we all need to become more aware of how we use water because it is going to become an issue, I believe.
But I agree.
Call me crazy. So anyway, in that light, yeah, crazy. Lisa has put together some thoughts about, and you've got a post coming up with all this too.
I do. You know, everybody, we all tend to think about how to improve our lives during the change of the new year. And we get these great ideas. We're going to eat better. We're going to exercise. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And a lot of times we undermine ourselves. So I've come up with some strategies, some ideas about ways to succeed in these intentions that
I
you
like
set
that
for the new year. And we talked when Megan talked about eating. A lot of us are changing. We either want to lose weight or we want to eat less meat or we want to eat more, you know, whatever, eat healthier.
I want to eat more sugar.
No.
Oh, great diabetic.
Just kidding. Kidding.
So one of the first things that I recommend doing is once you decide what you're going to do with your diet, whether it's eat more, less meat or whatever, lose a certain amount of weight, go into your kitchen, open all your cabinets and your refrigerator and your freezer and take out all of those
right.
those things that are going to derail your
you
diet
the things
plans.
That call you from the cabinet
exactly.
at midnight, like, come
eat me.
Yeah.
Those things.
Seems obvious, but I think it's probably not done. You know, like, you don't think about it,
oh,
right?
it's so easy to derail. You know, there's going to be times when, well, let me go back 1 second. The very first thing that you should do, no matter what decision you've made in terms of making a change, is an attitude adjustment.
Uh-huh.
Here's
I'll give you that.
The secret, I think, to changing a habit, a bad habit, is to start a mantra with yourself. Tell yourself why it is you want to be better. So I love being a non-smoker. I love how I feel 10 pounds lighter. I love how I feel when I don't eat meat. Whatever it is that you had, you know, start this mantra about why you, you know, what you love about it, so that when you make these sacrifices, and they won't be sacrifices anymore, what you're trying to do is
make these changes.
Make these changes, not, and not have them be punishment or deprivation.
And everybody should have Coach Lisa in their office every day.
is she throwing things at you and yelling at you and stuff?
No. Well, okay, now...
Sergeant Lisa.
I'll come over.
This is one of the points that I think is, after you've cleaned your cabinets and your refrigerator out and you, you know, donate them to food banks or whatever it is to, you know, your neighbors, people that can eat the things that you can't, the next thing to do is to prepare the people around you for this change that you're making. You know, help tell... You don't need somebody pointing their finger at you saying, you think you should be eating that? Yeah. You don't need that. That's disruptive and not productive at all.
So I'm not invited over.
Sergeant Coach Green, angry dude.
You're right. Replacing all the things that you have in your cabinets is the best way to do it. If it's not available, you'll find something else.
Yeah, when you have that urge. And then, of course, once you get rid of all the things you shouldn't be, bring in all those good, healthy things, you like that are healthier replacements.
Well, let me bring up something real quick. You really don't be afraid to experiment. Find the things that you really enjoy eating that are better for you.
Yeah.
They're out there.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things that I think a lot of people do that is not productive is they try to replace the thing that is not healthy for their body. For instance, if you're going non-gluten or not dairy because it's not doesn't make you feel good, then don't try to replace everything. Like don't eat a lot of bread that is non-gluten bread, or don't eat a lot of milk products that aren't dairy.
Let me just give you a hint about gluten-free bagels. You know, it's just not worth it. It's so disappointing so far. I tried to replace, you know, bagels with gluten-free bagels, and it was so disappointing.
Well, there are some good alternatives, and you might want to try them once in a while.
Yeah.
But really, your body shouldn't be eating a lot of refined flours, regardless of whether they're gluten or gluten-free.
Yeah, the point is to get more fruits, veggies, nuts, and seeds.
Well,
you know, but I mean, it is true, and you know, because we all feel better when we do eat like that.
Right, and the same with non-fat stuff. You know, when you instead of having the same thing, like a lot of the non-fat stuff still has a lot of calories in it. You know, they take the fat out, but they have a lot of sugar. And if you're supposed to be getting sugar out of your diet,
the anchor's spreading.
Yeah.
that's because my poor beloved is, you know, going fat free, and he's falling into this like panic over fat, right? So he's bought fat free ranch dressing.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at it, and the first ingredient was corn syrup, and the third ingredient was sugar.
Hello.
And I thought, oh man. So and that's one thing I've been reading about is that we go into this panic about like fat, for instance, but we want our ranch dressing, so we run out and buy fat-free ranch dressing. But the fat-free ranch dressing is going to derail us.
Well, sugar does more harm to the body than anything else.
Almost anything.
All sugars.
Well, and the thing about sugar in terms of getting off that train is. Not replacing sweet things. Because you can actually change your taste buds for things. You do not want to have sugar-free things that have aspartame in them. Aspartame is an evil, evil replacement for sugar. There are some things like Truvia and Stevia that are more natural that don't have the sugar spikes that make us not feel well.
Or the chemicals,
But you don't want to put that in everything either, because you really want to sort of train yourself not to require sweet in everything.
Yeah.
Remember that when you put ketchup on something,
Ketchup because
it's got sugar.
Totally.
And then same with the dressings and things like that. So
who's Sean? Sean Bennett?
Yeah, he puts ketchup on everything.
Yes, yeah, so do I. I'm like so.
Yeah,
there.
You too. But you two be fighting
Megan,
over the bottle.
Megan likes her sweets.
I do.
Know?
I do. I like and I like sweet food. Even when I get into eating really clean and I'm doing like not sugar, I will pick a carrot over another piece of vegetable because carrots are sweet.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's
there's
true.
A lot. Let me tell you something. People, yes, you have to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, but people have to remember, even natural sugars, too much of that. Can be an issue. So come on, mix it up. People.
Mix it up.
Well, there's a reason for craving different things, and I'll try to find that site that I saw recently that had a list of what you're missing in your system. Like, is it magnesium or is it something? If you're craving sugar, you're probably.
You probably
need magnesium and chromium and a couple of other things.
Well, I'm all about daily vitamins and very simple daily vitamins. Some people get out of hand with these vitamins and just take a daily vitamin. Just take it.
I'm getting off
Shut
the vitamin thing. Putting everything in my smoothie
now. Yeah, good for you, but most people can't do that.
I know.
Can't make a smoothie in
That's
the
right. A lot of people are really pressed for time.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's better than nothing.
It is better than nothing.
Yeah,
so
do what you can do.
And the same, almost anything that you're making a change with, be it exercise and some of these other things, start slow. Give yourself attainable goals. Yeah. The biggest problem with exercise, and I'm a victim of that, is overdoing it.
I'm going to run 10 miles every day for the next, whatever.
Well, even that, like I was 50 when I trained for my first marathon. And the only reason why I succeeded was because I followed this my coach's plan. I had a running buddy, which is also good for any change. Have a diet buddy, have a running buddy.
Right.
It's a lifestyle. It's not I'm going to go out and lose weight. It's you decide to be more active. That's it.
But setting goals because if you're going to make a big change, you have to be sort of disciplined about it.
And I like the idea of small goals, so that you're not so disappointed and discouraged, when like the training that you do for the marathon thing, which I think I'm going to start.
Oh, great.
Not because I want to run a marathon, but because I know I can do it. I've seen it. It's like, run 1 minute on, 1 minute off. And I can do that.
Or 5K.
Yeah.
When I trained for the marathon, I never ran more than 3 days a week.
Right.
And if I had done
doable.
That by myself, I would have run at least every other day. I would have run too far.
Yeah.
And I would have burnt myself out in a month. I stretched it out over 6 months.
A goal like that's very good. It's a challenge to yourself, and you have to get ready for it.
But this marathon training is a good example of a slow build that's achievable. So you kind of get excited. You're like, wow, I can do this. Oh my God, I can do this. And it's exciting rather than, holy crap, I'm going to fall on the side of the road dead. I can't do this. I'm quitting.
I am not an elite athlete. And I got this, 50-something-year-old body to run 26.2 miles because I went slowly at it. And the same thing with your food diets. If you're going to take meat out of your diet, don't become a vegetarian tomorrow. Start with a meatless Monday. Start one day a week, or something,
and experimenting with vegetarian food for a while.
Right, and I have on my blog site when I post it later today, some information about how to replace whole proteins. How to make whole proteins out of vegetables.
Awesome.
So the thing is, start slow, retainable goals. Get a buddy.
Yeah, whatever your resolution or revolution is,
and make your environment supportive of it, meaning the people around you as well as
As much
physically.
As you can make anybody do anything, but it's
well, you can
invite
ask.
Them. Yeah, invite them to.
People think they're being well-intended sometimes when they're helping you.
I know.
When they're telling you,
you think you should eat that?
I know.
They think they're helping you, not so much.
I know too well. All right, let's go to a break. We come back. We have the wonderful Deborah Dunier on to talk about EcoChi, designing our human experience, and then we're also going to do the eco-friendly Know Your Green quiz, so stay tuned.
We got a winner coming up.
Welcome to Green Light with the original Green Diva, Megan McWilliams. Useful ideas for low-stress green living straight from the Fun Green Divas radio show.
What do you do with your used electronics? Stay tuned to learn about e-waste.
Hey, Meg, I have to get some presents, and of course I have to buy green. Got any ideas where to go?
Yeah, buygreen.com is my favorite place to shop online for anything green. Here, check this out.
Ooh, look at that great rating system.
It's simple, clear, look at all the goodies. One-stop shopping for home or office.
Ooh, wait, did you see that bag?
Buygreen.com, a Green Diva's trusted source for great green shopping. We produce 50 metric tons of e-waste every year, but only about 15% of that gets recycled. That is the equivalent of tossing 100,000 fully loaded 747s into landfills. So what is e-waste? Discarded computers, laptops, cell phones, TVs, DVRs, etc. Here are a couple of ways to unload your electronics. Donate them to local charities. To find a responsible e-recycler near you, go to eCyclingCentral.com. Please do your homework and make sure your e-waste doesn't end up going overseas, where it is often handled irresponsibly.
To find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcast, visit thegreendivas.com.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
All right. Oh, goody.
Sorry.
Yes. Welcome back to the Green Divas radio show.
Sorry, I tried to get that off.
Green Diva Lisa.
Great sound effects over there.
I
love it.
Sorry. All right. Look, let's get Deborah Dunier on the air. Hey, Deborah.
Hi there.
Welcome to the Green Divas radio show.
Why, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with you.
And I love your book, Designing the Human Experience. It's really, it's easy to read through. There's great information. But let's talk about what, you know, how you came up with this.
I am a feng shui master, and I decided to study LEED, which is Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. So it's actually a certification program for buildings to be energy efficient. And when I was working with my clients after this education, they were hiring me either for a feng shui consultation or a green and sustainability consultation. And what I realized while I was doing my work was that I was only doing half the job if I was doing one or the other.
Right.
I tell a story in my book about a woman who hired me to come in and to do just feng shui. But during the tour of the property, she confided in me, as often is the case, about how she was having health problems. And she was an athlete, and she really watched her diet very carefully, and there was no disease in her family that she knew of, and she was sure that it was caused by her environment.
Yeah.
So before she went into reconstruction of the property, I said, well, I have to do more here than just feng shui.
Right, right.
That's going to help, but does she know what kind of paint is going on the wall? Does she know what kind of glue is being used as an adhesive for the carpeting
right.
in the room and what the carpeting is made of? And being that we spend, you know, hopefully 8 hours in our bedroom when we're supposed to be restoring
right.
Our health and regaining our strength, that she was going to be in that room inhaling and breathing in all of these toxins.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. Actually, it's kind of scary when you think about it.
Right. I mean, our indoor environments hold about 5 times more air pollution than the outdoors.
Well, that's what we were kind of thinking we could, you know, focus on, that the fact that in the wintertime we're indoors, at least in the Northeast, a little bit more. A mm-hmm. lot more in most cases, right?
Right.
And you know, our houses are closed up. We're not getting that fresh air flowing at all through. And so we really need to think about these things.
Yes, absolutely. Especially since in feng shui, the energy of winter is what would be really obvious to us when we look into nature. You know, the animals are hibernating and the leaves fall off of the trees. So we, being part of this nature, this circle of life, if you will, also have an instinct to kind of go within, our own environments, not to be outside as much, and to go within in kind of a spiritual way, that we might spend more time reading, might
right.
spend more time thinking about our lives. And we just came off of a season where we were out partying and shopping for gifts and doing all the things that's really the opposite of what the season really tells us we're supposed to do.
Right.
And that's why we're so exhausted.
Yeah. I want to crawl back into my cave and just read.
Right, so if we're going to spend more time in our cave, there are many things that we can do to make us feel better. And also to live in a more healthy way.
Well, if you could pick one thing to talk about that would, you know, that people should think about in terms of taking care of themselves, what would the first thing you would suggest be?
One of the top things on my list, because it's so simple to do and so pleasurable, is to surround ourselves with green plants indoors.
Mm-hmm.
It does so many things. First of all, it looks great. It makes us feel better because even though we're spending more time indoors, we still have this instinct that and desire to kind of connect to nature. The green plants also bring in a kind of like a life force. There's mm-hmm. other life in your environment besides you.
Yeah, and the cat.
Excuse me?
And the cat.
Yeah, right. The cat, the dog, the goldfish.
Right.
Those are all pluses in living a happier life. But the other thing that green plants do is green plants are a natural air filter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So pumping up all that heat, if we're on the East Coast, is bringing up all this dust through the vents, and you know, make sure you clean your vents, by the way. but the plants actually clean the air for you.
Wow.
And purify it.
What does it mean if you're like me and I'm great outside with my, you know, perennials and herbs and veggies, but I kill houseplants all the time?
There's some hardy houseplants out there for you.
I know. I even kill them after a while. But
I do have one. I'm the same way. I don't do well, but I have one plant that I have traveled around for 18 years now.
Wow.
What's its name?
Oh. Well, Meg, I hate to tell you this. But if you're really having difficulties with plants, it's usually in a specific room in a specific place.
Yeah, yeah.
And that means that that place is not really supporting the life force as well as it
can.
Oh,
how sad. Okay. I need some feng shui assistance.
So we need to kind of invigorate that stagnated energy in that area.
Interesting. See, well, this is good because as soon as you started talking about plants, I thought, I know I need to get plants in the house and I need to, you know, really get that going again. Some of it may just be my busyness and distractedness. Sometimes I'm not as focused on my environment in the house because I'm on my computer too much.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a personal story, because we're friends. I have a little section in my living space in the city where I often do some writing, but I noticed that I had accumulated a lot of papers in that area. And I had three little plants sitting on the table, and all three of them were doing okay, but not great.
Right.
In one of my times of decluttering, which I often do, kind of clearing out the old to make room for the new.
Yeah, see, I need to do that more.
I decluttered that area and got rid of all the papers and actually found a home for them in my office and in files and in the recycling bin where they belonged. Those plants are now thriving.
Okay.
It is unbelievable.
I'm getting
the
message.
Did everybody hear that?
Yeah. See, everybody that knows me is smirking and rolling their eyes because they know that I'm a little tiny bit of a clutterbug. Just mm-hmm. a little. Not Hoarderville, but, you know, on my way there if I go unchecked.
Well, it's very difficult. It's very difficult not to be in this kind of consumeristic, society that we live. So we're constantly buying things and printing things and accumulating, you know, between snail mail and everything else that we have. There's just an abundance of stuff coming in. So I'll give you one hint. And that is to, every time something comes in, to throw two things out.
Yeah, I like
good
that.
Good idea.
I like
I'm going to put that. I'm doing a little post on decluttering our world a little bit in the next few days. And I'm going to, I'll put that note in there.
You got it.
From Deborah. That's a good one. And I've been, you know, I've been writing about it and I've been thinking about it. And I'm getting better. I'm getting better slowly.
Well, I don't know if you got the chapter in my book. There, I created the stay, maybe, go system when I actually was moving from my big house where I, you know, where my children grew up and moving into a little apartment.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And there are lots of great tips there. First of all, signals of when you know the clutter has gotten out of control.
Yep.
And how it's affecting your life.
Well, you do have a lot about, you know, steps to unclutter, and it's all really good advice that well, you know what? I'm going to practice it, and then we'll have you back on the show, and I'll tell you how I did.
Great. I'm going to be looking for that email saying, Deborah, it worked.
I know. And Green Diva Lisa will keep me honest. She shares the space with me, and it frustrates her sometimes. But, yeah, but I had just written, you know, in my three achievable eco resolutions for the year in this article about consuming less and reusing more, because we do. I'm very well aware that we just bring too much stuff that we really don't need into our lives every day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just grabbing that extra thing on the shelf that, ooh, it's so cute and clever and I need it. Well,
no.
Right. And really 9 times out of 10, now I'll stop myself and say, do I need this? And the fact is, need, no. Want, maybe, yes, but that's different.
Nobody likes shopping with me.
No. Why? Are you ruthless?
You're the guy.
No, it's absolutely no. We don't need that. No.
And the packaging is another issue for me, but
yeah,
you know.
Well, unless it's in like Home Depot or, you know.
Oh, then it's a yes, yes. I'm going to build with that.
Well, my feet haven't touched the ground in the last couple of years, so I've been, most of my stuff's in storage, but even I was moving around a lot before I did that. And I've now taken some of the things that are charged with nostalgia and stuff, and I'm repurposing them by giving them as gifts to people who will also appreciate the sentiment in that without – that don't have a lot as much stuff as I do.
It's very thoughtful.
That's a beautiful thing. You know, and what I think that people don't realize is that when you look around your space, the things that are there, the amount that is there, what you're looking at and living with actually affects your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if every corner of your place is filled with stuff, there's no room for new things to come into your life.
Okay.
And as you start to declutter, repurpose, recycle, it's a freeing feeling. It feels wonderful.
Oh, it is liberating.
All of a sudden, those little spaces in your life start to get filled with new things.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I clear off one counter and it looks so great, and then, like, you know, 3 minutes later, oh, look, there's a new thing there.
I cleared off all of her kitchen counters for the wedding. I walked in yesterday, and every single thing except the little spice rack is back on the counter.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, that's not all me. I mean, you're ninjas there, Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
As you, that's one thing I love about my job.
Yeah.
Because I get to, you know, stack airplanes. I get to put them in perfect order.
Really? That's kind of cool.
Clear my ramp. Oh, that's where I find
my
joy.
Yeah, right?
I get to clean up every day and put everything in order. It just makes me so happy.
Then you're not such an angry eco dude, green dude.
Well, until somebody wants the plane in the back of the hangar, can you get that out for me? No, I just put everything away.
Well, Deborah, I love that, you know, it seems like a very natural, obvious fit to bring your feng shui practice and your lead practice together to, you know, it all makes perfect sense. But this book, and if people want to look for it, please, it's a Eco Chi, Designing the Human Experience. We'll have the link on our blog. It's a really great way. I think it's perfectly in line with all the things that we're talking about, because I think a lot of people do have New Year's revolutions or resolutions. Kidding now. But I think a lot of people do have the declutter idea, and I want to really clean up my space. And
this is the time to do it when you're stuck inside.
That's right.
So anyway, I'm thankful you called in. I really appreciate it. We will stay in touch and we'll do a follow up with you. And you all heard it now. It's going to be recorded for posterity. So
Megan's going to declutter.
I'm in trouble.
You should take before and after.
I will be knocking on your door to check on you, Meg.
Thanks so much, Deborah. We'll talk to you soon.
You're very welcome.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah. No, I think before and after is good.
Yeah.
It's not awful, but I do notice a difference when I do clean out.
Well, we live in the homes that we're in, obviously, and things do get cluttered. Even the best of us, things get messed up. But there's a lot of joy in cleaning it up, though. At least for me, putting things in order is very, very therapeutic.
What's funny is I do feel that way, but getting there, is sometimes overwhelming and tough. And
well, that's
actually
what she's talking about, right?
Yeah, I actually did some of that for people I know in Austin. I got hired to reorganize and declutter.
Oh,
the basket is shaking.
Basket is shaking. You guess what's in here?
Oh, we got a future.
The names
future
of the people who
the
got
can do it.
The answer to last week's eco-friendly Know Your Green quiz, which was what is green E? And the options were A, energy that is produced from wind; B, energy that comes from methanol in landfills; C, energy that comes from solar power; and D, all of the above. And the correct answer was, drumroll, all of the above. All those things are considered green E, which is renewable energy. And Jesse, Silent Jesse, is picking a name.
And now has to read it.
Oh, Chenoa Ashawasagi.
Oh, awesome. Congratulations.
Chenoa will be winning a one-year membership to Zipcar. And
it's Chenoa.
Chenoa. Okay, well, thank you. So this is obviously somebody that Lisa, one of your peeps?
One of my Canadian friends.
Aw. Well, we will be in touch with how to connect with Greg and redeem your Zipcar membership. Yay!
So that when you travel now, she was just in New Mexico this summer traveling around there. So now when you travel, you can get there and borrow a car.
Wow. Well, and I'm very excited about the people that are participating. It's fun. Maybe we learn a little something, although hopefully we know some of this stuff. But you never know. So next week's quiz, go to our blog, thegreendivas.com, to see the next one. And also our Facebook page. Both places will have next week's quiz.
And also a quick shout out about e-waste. A lot of people got new appliances
electronics, phones, whatever.
Please recycle those. Please, 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 please.
Well, and recycle them.
Recycle responsibly.
Responsibly. That's
if you
my
could
new...
say recycle responsibly.
Yeah. I mean, in doing this research, it's a huge issue because so much of what we think is e-recycling is headed off to overseas where it goes to places like China, and little kids are running around barefoot and
sorting through
toxic.
It and getting sick.
Yeah, it's very unpleasant to think about. And so I think more and more companies are...
Goodwill Industries is actually pretty good about recycling, and it's a job training program as well.
Well, then there's things like that. Like most local battered women shelters take cell phones, and Verizon
and
around here helps to
Well, with the cell phones,
that.
You can even go to your local police department, and I believe that they will they'll collect cell phones.
Oh,
just
really?
Bring the charger, would you please?
Bring the whole package.
Yeah, because if you get a new phone, you get a new charger, right? And sometimes
So that's one of the things. But check your
I hadn't thought of that. How nice.
Yep, they recycle for military families and then battered women programs.
And there are a lot of e-waste places to take your computer and old TVs and all that fun stuff. And if you go to thegreendivas.com, I think we have it listed there. I hope.
We'll be checking on that this afternoon.
Well, I think we included the link,
in my vignette. My green light short and sassy vignette this week about e-waste.
Well, every day this week I'm going to talk about one, new section of stuff to, to help set those intentions with some suggestions on how to succeed. It'll be about uncluttering your world or, you know, reducing your carbon footprint or minimizing the toxic stuff in your house, that kind of stuff. And
wow.
exercise and food, how to eat healthier.
All the and our green, our new Green Year's resolutions. Did I say it right?
Yeah, what do we have for next week?
Next week, we have John Volker, who we're going to have on the air for a little bit extra.
John.
Our green car dude coming right off, I believe it's the Detroit Auto Show.
Yes.
So we'll have a lot to talk about.
I think we're going to have to give him some extra time this week.
I know.
Oh, there's
we
so
are.
Much to talk about.
And you can check with us and ask any questions you have in advance on our Facebook page, because we'd love to hear from you in advance. And you can always call us. And I think we've run out of time.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's thegreendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.